Hi guys, welcome to my journal number 4. Yes, number 4. I am in the park, walking, chilling, doing my steps. So I decided I will record something. Not sure if I will post it today. Maybe I will have a rule that I post only in weekdays, so I can take a break during weekends and just chill, forget about everything. Depends on a weekend, right? Yeah, so I am in the park. I have like huge great park very close to my home, like I don't know, 7 minutes walking. So it's very convenient for me, and I practice to do those long walks all year long, if possible, even if the weather is not suitable. Maybe you will say at first, but like, you know, those days with heavy rain or minus 20 or snowing, but it doesn't matter really. And yeah, basically, generally I think that walking is very underrated activity. And I feel like I'm ambassador, mecenas, someone who promotes it. At least I see myself as a person like that. And I know a lot of people, they are running. I could run here, right? It's just, maybe I should, because the park is so close. But for some reasons, I am more into walking. And when I walk, I try to do the bare minimum, which is 10,000 steps. The number some health institutions recommend to do every day. So if I am not doing something else, like, I mean, physical activity, like, I don't know, yoga session or something, I try to walk as much as possible. And yeah, it's better to have 3,000 of steps than nothing. So the journaling is about walking today. And what is cool about walking? You can multitask if you want. It just depends on your personal preferences, on your mood, your day, your mood, you know, in this particular day, because as everyone, I am not a robot, and sometimes I have better days. I feel more energized, more joyful and positive, more like emotionally radiant, I would say. And in some days I feel more drawn into sadness a bit, or it depends. It's a lot of various. So depends on this, depends on weather, depends on your personality, maybe your outfit, and a lot of different things you can choose. If you will just walk and enjoy the surroundings, like park, birds chirping, people running, dogs barking and stuff like that, and the sound of the leaves on the wind, for example. Or you can listen to podcast during walking, like I do many times. And it's very useful, very practical, inconvenient. You just kill two birds with one stone, like Zdenek like to say. But of course, you can choose the topic of the podcast. I choose English podcast most often, and I wanted to mention three podcasts that I really recommend if you would like to try walking and listening, if you are not doing this already. So the first I would recommend is Lux English podcast. Amazing stuff there. I am listening for a few years, I think, and it's very beneficial. It is. And it's a lot of fun, so the best combination for me, like learning and pleasure, right? Some funny stuff, funny content, together blended with learning English. So this is the first. It's the most famous of those three, but it doesn't mean that the other two are worse or anything like that. They're just not that famous yet, but I am cheering for them, so I hope that will change for them in the close future. Sooner or later, guys, you will be great. In a way, like, in a sense, like a huge, massive channels with a lot of listeners, followers, subscribers and stuff like that. So your all wish will come true. So the second one is Zdenek English podcast. Zdenek, I think it's good pronunciation of the name. And it's a very similar situation to Luke's podcast, because you have a lot of learning content, English content, of course. The podcast is in English. Then you create amazing Discord group for learners of English. You can join, and what is like crashing in a way is that the content there, the access to events, to stuff, this platform, it's like he put it on a plate for you, so you can just eat from it, you know, you can just take what he gave and to use it for free, which is like mind-blowing for me. And I use it for some time, maybe not that long, but I started to feel guilty that I am not participating more, like, you know, when you have this, let's say, some sort of relation with someone and the person give you a lot, after some time you can realize that it's so beneficial for you, so you start to feel that you want to give something in return. So I have this like strong feeling in my heart now, and yes, I try to be supportive. I am a Zipster, which means I am a patron of Zdenek podcast, but it's just few bucks, you know, really. So this doesn't stop me to feel bad. Anyway, I will do something about that. No worries. So credits to teacher Zdenek, credits to teacher Luke Thompson. Surname of Zdenek is Lucas. Zdenek Lucas, Luke Thompson. And the third teacher, which is very cool in my opinion and very helpful guy. It's like really, I feel like the guy is really warm-hearted, and he has amazing concept of his lesson on, because also he's a podcaster, and his podcast you can find on Spotify, Stephen Green. And he talks about amazing stuff, like a lot of linguistics, a lot of history stuff, which I found extremely interesting. So another guy, and it's funny how it works. It's like I should say some smart expressions in English for that, but I am like empty. So it's funny because first I met Luke, then because of him I met Zdeněk, and when I joined this Discord group of Zdeněk, I met there Steven. So this is how it goes. Amazing stuff. So the life brings you the best unexpectedly. So the best things, many times the best things in my life at least are by blind chance. I think it's expression in English. Okay, so credit to Stephen Green. You can check, Google him, Zdeněk Lukas and Luke Thompson. So I want to thank you guys. Probably you will never hear to this episode, but anyway, thank you so much. Okay, today episode is very long comparing to what I said I will do, but well, it need to be this way. I wanted to express how grateful I am. I hope you could hear that in my story and in my tone, in a tone of my voice. And in meantime, I did almost 6,000 steps, so it's not that bad. I was sitting at home all day with my cats, checking online courses connected to my professional career, which is teaching as well. Okay, that's it for now, and till the next time.